the rest of the story. Once upon a burgeoning art form, a solitary group of businessmen, an absolute iron-fisted monopoly, controlled the entire motion picture industry in the United States. It was called the Motion Picture Patents Company, otherwise ominously known as the Trust. You were a movie producer. You made the movies they told you to make. You owned a movie theater. You ran the movies they told you to run. And they enforced their autocracy by the most effective means available. That is, they controlled all of the patents related to motion picture arts and sciences. And when that failed, they used goons and guns. Well, along came three reckless, naive fellows, three nobodies, who decided it might be fun to try to bust the trust. The Feature Play Company, they rather awkwardly called their insignificant selves, planned to make movies their own way. And all of the hopes for their success rested on a solitary project, a movie yet unmade, the script for which company members hand-scribbled on a train on their way to the location where they planned to shoot the movie. It was to be a Western, this make-or-break movie. A good story, all agreed, but the meter was running now, and the rail fare alone threatened the company's modest resources. It was a sunny, beautiful afternoon when the train pulled into the destination station, and the 32-year-old director, brimming with optimism, got out. Whoops. He looked around, and almost instantly his smiling, hopeful expression collapsed. For the Western saga he and cohorts had composed had assumed as its setting the traditional cactus and tumbleweed topography one associates with the Wild West. But the selection of Arizona for their location land had not been quite specific enough. For here, where they were now, in the high terrain of Flagstaff, Arizona, were green mountains and pine trees, no cactus, no desert, nothing to suggest stereotypical cowboy atmosphere at all. "We can't shoot the movie here," the director exclaimed. And the others agreed. But what else could they do? Hurriedly write a screenplay better suited to the setting? Or quit and return home? Or get back on the train and just stay to the end of the line? And it was the last option which they chose. And because they did, the movie business would never be the same again. For the main objective of the Feature Play Company was to make feature-length movies. And that was a practice strictly forbidden by the Motion Picture Patents Company, which had insisted that the consumer would never sit through a movie more than a few minutes long. And yet in the autumn of 1913, when the motion picture industry was still based in the East, three upstarts named Jesse Lasky, Sam Goldwyn, and Cecil B. DeMille decided to make a feature-length Western called Squaw Man, and they did, and some say that picture marked the beginning of movies as we now know them. For Squaw Man, starring Dustin Farnham, was made and released and succeeded because instead of giving up, C.B. DeMille and friends got back on the train and they stayed on till it stopped in a town called Los Angeles, where they rented a barn northwest of the city in a sleepy little village where they created a Western atmosphere, which they transformed into a kingdom ultimately to be called Hollywood. And now you know the rest of the story.